2018 midterm elections could be the most important election of our lifetimes. What is at stake is the character of our nation, its values and traditions, as well as the principles that govern our judicial system. If Democrats regain control of the House and Senate, the stability of our nation will be threatened, since they have vowed to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump and Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They've also promised to raise taxes and expand Medicare beyond its mandate to care for the elderly. Making Medicare universal would lower the quality of care for everyone covered by the proposed change. Across America, thousands of volunteers from all walks of life have joined forces to fight for conservative values and principles.
It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Some of these committed activists are local leaders, active and retired businessmen and women, farmers and religious leaders from every walk of life. Heritage Action Sentinels are local leaders, committed activists and champions for conservative values. They are on the front line of the conservative battle to keep America true to its constitutional foundations. Joining me today on the Be the People show, which is now on the America Out Loud Network, is a citizen activist, Mr. Ed Smith. Mr. Smith and I will discuss the midterm elections and what he believes Americans should do to keep our nation strong. So, Ed, welcome to the Be the People show.
Carol, it's a pleasure to be invited on the show. Thank you.
Well, you heard my introduction, and I know that I don't have to tell you that America is at a critical point. And I know you as a citizen activist, as someone who volunteered for my campaign, and you've worked on scores of campaigns across the state of Tennessee. I'd like for you to tell our listeners why you do what you do. What got you involved?
Two questions there. Why do I do what I do, and what got me involved? But can I start with something you said first?
Yes.
You referenced the character of our nation. If the worst thing happens, we do lose the House, we do lose the Senate, and all the darkness that you just laid out so clearly starts to occur in part or in whole, I think the character of our nation at that moment has not been affected. The character of our nation is reflected by all those red city, county, and states across the country, and that's not going to change overnight. And the blue that you described so well, just if we lose the House and Senate, et cetera, that we know where those pockets of activity are. We know they're a minority by head count, by all measures. They are a minority. So the character of the nation, I think, is all that red. And so that is what I take great solace in. And if we do lose this midterm election, I think it's lock and load, back to the firing line one more time. Meet you on the ramparts. We just fight.
What happens, though, if they actually gain control of the government and begin impeachment proceedings, and the chaos that we've seen through Antifa and other groups, if that escalates, do you think that the American people will just sit back and wait for the next election, or do we risk a large-scale conflict?
What I would do would be look at my community, my conservative friends, who are practical people, who are warriors. I would say, what can we do? What can we Tennesseans in Nashville do to make a difference, given all this stuff? And there will be a list. We will be able to do things. Part of that list will be we need to survive. We need to get through the battle. We need to hold together, and we just need to survive. And, you know, you win big battles by one skirmish at a time, and I don't know what the skirmishes will be. But we will be obligated just to stand shoulder to shoulder and survive and fight as best we can. And when you cast this in the broadest possible scope, it is just daunting. It's like you're in the ocean, and you're standing there in the ocean, and a wave beyond imagination is getting ready to wash over you. All you can do is swim as best you can. And you cannot predict. It's just dark. And so if what you say happens, and many are saying what happens, it will be dark. My only choice is going to be get up and fight it, fight the darkness. That's it. How to fight that darkness, I don't know. You know, it's situation specific. How do we fight the whole battle for Kavanaugh? Well, that's a lot of phone calling, tweeting, Facebooking. Just pound it, pound it, pound it. And then you could go back to how do we fight the battle against Obamacare, which we won, lost, you know, just on again and on again. It is just one punch at a time. My job is to punch, not to win the battles. My job is to punch and punch. That's it.
Now, as a leader who likes to stay in the background, have you seen increases in the number of volunteers? And could you tell us about the kinds of people that decide to become at least Heritage Action Sentinels?
I can, and thank you. It's an interesting landscape. The political landscape is changing. Let's assume that you are a conservative. You're conservative. What do you do? Well, you stay well-informed. Person X, you stay well-informed. You get online. And you, at the end of the day, you wring your hands, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? That is the beginning of, that is just the beginning. And that is largely a useless conservative. Because all they've got to show for the day is worry. They've not done anything. All right, so let's ramp that up some. So then they say, all right, I just can't sit here and worry. I'm going to go find some people. So they go to a coffee shop, you know, Saturday morning coffee to meet other conservatives. And they all sit around and bring in a speaker. And they all get more informed together, better educated together, but they leave wringing their hands. Again, that's largely non-value added. The value added is when you, as an individual, methodically do something with your new knowledge that you've gotten through, however you get it, do something. What are you doing? And if you don't have an answer to the question, you're not contributing anything to the republic. You're just a warrior, a well-informed conservative warrior. Have a good day. Who cares? What Heritage Action does through Sentinels is Sentinels define themselves by, I am a conservative, I therefore worry, I therefore am well-informed, but I do something. I am active. I'm not going to stand by and do nothing. And so the question then becomes, what do you do to be active? Well, that is a function of the tools that we have. We all know we have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have email in many forms, we have our websites, we have the telephone, we have good old snail mail still, we have letters to the editor. There's a finite list of things to do to be active. And that's before you get to campaigns. So Sentinels say, don't sit there and worry. Do things to be active, be well-informed, be methodically active, et cetera. So what the Heritage Action does through their Sentinel program is every Monday, Sentinels listen to an updated legislation call, what's going on in D.C. this week. And part of that call, they say, these are the legislators we want to support because they support conservative policy, and these are the legislators we want to smack down because they do not. And so then Heritage Action follows that phone call, that Monday night phone call up with an email, and there you have, 2 days later, there's a toolkit, copy and paste to be effective with Twitter, Facebook, email, and so forth. So that's what they do. Now, that leaves one part, and that is when you fight a battle by yourself, when you're a Heritage Action Sentinel or a loner standing there by yourself, it is lonely. And you get wiped out a lot. There's a lot of battles that get lost. So what we're doing in Nashville and other cities in the country is we're forming a community. Think about a church. We're forming just a group of people. There's no leader, really. It's just we're all conservatives. We're all we all, just the whole Constitution, we get together, we strategize, we plan, we support each other, and we act each, we are all recruiters and recruited. Someone comes in the room and says, I need someone to put up yard signs for Marsha Blackburn or Bill Lee. That is my job. The campaign's asked me to recruit. Other people in the room are obligated to say yes or no. And any answer is okay, but you're there to be recruited. So it's a community of be informed, share the faith, the conservative faith, with your fellow conservatives, recruit and be recruited as you're called to do. So guess I would take a breath and slow down here.
We need to take a brief break, and when I return, I'd like for you to talk more about just how people can plug in, and for those people, to those people who might not feel like they can leave their home, they're not comfortable with social media, just what they can do. So we'll be back after a brief break.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with conservative activist Ed Smith, and Ed is very much involved with Heritage Action in Tennessee, working on numerous campaigns. And before the break, I wanted to ask Ed to tell people who have heard his suggestions about how people get involved and what they can do if they're still not comfortable, what might be some other things they can do?
If you are a conservative, the one thing that is undervalued is you can stay home and do research. Research means be on the web, go to your conservative websites, and do research. Now, don't let it stop there, because there are activist groups. There's three or four people that do research. They wouldn't call it that. They're just on the web. They wouldn't call it research. But they do research, and they send it to me, and I just think it's great material, and I send it to our activist community. And so that's one thing they can do, is find somebody to receive thoughtful, edited data they found on the web, whether it's from the Heritage Foundation, National Review, wherever it might be, and Carol, from your site.
I think that's a great suggestion, because we do need good information. And I was also thinking, and I know you do this as well as volunteer your time, is that people can write checks, and not all of us can write big checks, but if we were to act like Democrats, we would, and we do accept, you know, donations of any amount, but a person, you know, a $10 donation or a $25 donation, it adds up, and that's a way that anyone can give, no matter what their family income is.
That's absolutely right. And when someone gives that $10 check, that's $10 that is used by the campaign, if that's what they did, and they now are invested. They now care. They can now say to their friends at the church, I gave my I wrote a check to Carol's campaign. It's not a lot, but I wrote a check. And that is a testimony to their church, that is a testimony to their friends, that they've got skin in the game. They're not just a back sitter. They're not just sitting in the back. So money, and here's another thing. Some of those people who are standing home, no activists. They know them because they go to church with them. They know them in the marketplace in other ways. They know them. If that person at home would just call or email the activist and say, how are you doing? What can I do to help? That activist might say, we're going to be knocking on doors this week and we need somebody to provide the pizza. That's
right.
That's not a king's ransom. So they can say, I'll buy the pizza.
But sometimes a campaign just needs someone to run an errand just one time.
Absolutely. It's not hard. A lot of times people who and it's going to happen here, and I just don't know how to stop it. People who hear and quote-unquote activists, they go, oh, I can't do all that stuff. Listen to that guy. Look at all that stuff. I can't do that. Well, they can do some part of what I've said, some part. They maybe cannot knock on doors, but as you said, they can provide the food. They can provide a check. They can provide gas money. They maybe can't go out and put yard signs out because they can't bend and squat, but they could drive the car while somebody who's younger does jump out and plant those signs. They've just got to say, what can I do? I have my limitations, but what can I do? That's it.
And another thing that people can do is make sure that your family members and people that you have friends with know how you're voting and go with them to the polls. I mean, even if you've already voted, it's nice to keep someone else company and maybe have lunch with them or a cup of coffee, but you can be a support to someone else that needs to go and vote.
That's exactly right. And Marsha Blackburn was making that very point last night. She was saying to a room of supporters, she said, just work your neighborhood. Just go knock on doors in your neighborhood. Make phone calls in your neighborhood. What's happening there? Once again, your neighbors are seeing your testimony. I am the only guy on my street with a yard sign for our conservative candidates, but everybody on my street sees those signs coming and going. They know my position, and that makes those yard signs more than just one yard sign out there in a random place. That is testimony to my neighbors. Another thing that's important is to show people the doorway into activism. The way to get started is think small. Think of a candidate and say, or go to the local Republican Party and say, tell them who you are and think small and tell them small. And they may say to you, okay, do this. And you gradually start. The first thing you might do if you're working for the local Republican Party is they may have you go out with a candidate and you drive the car to do something. They may be putting handbills on doors for a candidate. You maybe can do some doors, but not all the doors. But that is a beginning. I know a woman who's a Sentinel, and she has made it clear to me over the years that she does not like knocking on doors. You know, door knocking.
Yes.
Well, I know for a fact that she has now knocked on 30, what'd she tell me? 30 hours of door knocking for Marsha Blackburn. Now, how did that happen? She started with one door. She went out one afternoon all on spec. No big promises. She went with AFP. We're setting up this whole door-knocking operation. So all this woman had to do was show up one afternoon and do some small part of one afternoon. Americans for Prosperity.
Right.
Here it is 30 hours later, and she's turned into a door-knocker fiend. It is her way to make a big difference. So pick something that you cannot do and just a small piece of it.
For a lot of people, you know, it's a way to meet like-minded others and to be encouraged. And so if you are staying at home and wringing your hands, you have an opportunity to be around people that will love you, affirm you, care about this country. And for some people, they're in homes where they may be the only conservative, and so they're constantly being put down. And so here's an opportunity to get out of your house and be around people who will affirm you in what you're doing.
Absolutely. That's a critical point. That goes back to my point, which is, and you're right, we have got to keep our heart strong, because the blue wave, one way or another, is not going to go away anytime soon. So we have got to keep our heart strong, and we got to stay resilient for the next battle. And the way to do that is find people, as you're pointing out, who you can talk with, who you can commiserate with, who you can, equally importantly, celebrate with. In Tennessee, we're looking forward to having lots of big celebrations here come November 6th. We think we've got a lot of candidates that are going to just skip across the finish line. You want to celebrate that, because you know it's going to get darker sometime later after that. So talk, commiserate, and celebrate with. Share information with. Stay alive. Keep your conservative heart alive and let it grow.
That's great advice. We're going to take one final break, and when I return, If you would tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Heritage Action in Tennessee, and maybe also if they are interested in other states.
There are speakers, and then there are great speakers who know the importance of creating that memorable moment. Well, the key to any successful event is an informative and inspirational speaker. Professor Dr. Carol Swain is that gifted speaker. She delivers passionately from the heart every time. To find out more about booking Carol for your next great event, simply go to carolmswain.com. Click on Public Speaking and then click the blue Book Carol tab.
I'm back with Ed Smith, and Ed is going to tell us how we can contact Heritage Action. If you live in Tennessee or if you live in other states, how you can get involved. And all you have to do right now is stick your toe in. This election is critical, and you don't want to be a person who has regrets on the day after the election.
Knowing that your program has reached beyond Tennessee, let's do the Beyond Tennessee part. Heritage Action is a sister organization to the Heritage Foundation, which was founded in 1973, predated Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan cited them, leaned on them heavily, and so did President Trump. Action is the action arm. They're in D.C. in the same building with the Heritage Foundation. I would suggest that anybody go to heritageaction.com. They got ways for you to sign up. And then beyond that, what they do is they have a regional structure of regional coordinators across the country. If you go in and give them your name and address, your name, phone number, and address, and say, hey, I'm interested, they will then go through their procedures to get you hooked up. And sometime soon thereafter, you'll be on the weekly Monday night call getting their call and the follow-up email that I mentioned. If you live in Tennessee, the regional coordinator for Tennessee, there are, that I know of, two strong Sentinel communities in Tennessee. We have one here in Nashville. There's one in Murfreesboro. There may be one in Knoxville. I just don't know. If you're in Tennessee, I would suggest you just send me an email, and I will point you in the right direction. My email address is edsmith6109@icloud.com. That's the best I can do on the fly here for Tennessee.
Well, we are certainly post information about Heritage Action Sentinels on our website. And Ed, thank you so much. It's been great information for all the listeners, and we don't have an excuse for not getting out there and doing our part.
Absolutely. Carol, thank you. You're doing a great job. Gosh, you're serving our country so well. Thank you.
Thank you. So, folks, you've heard your charge. There's a lot for us to do between now and the midterm elections. If we don't want to wake up the day after the election with serious regrets, then we need to volunteer and do some of the things that Mr. Ed Smith talked about on this program today. Until next time, remember, we the people can be the people who change our nation and our world.